have to readjust a couple things, you know. So, hi, happy Sunday, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It's really wonderful to see everyone. Thank you so much, worship team. Isn't it wonderful to come together and on purpose together worship God? I think it is. It's very, very powerful and lovely. So many churches right now are having such beautiful, wonderful, huge Christmas things. And I'm like, Lord, well, here we are. Here I am. But you know what is something that I was praying over? I'm like, Lord, I may not have all these other things or big, spectacular Christmas, shows, right? Put on and put together and all of that. But I do have your word. I do have your word, Lord. And your word is so powerful. And your word is what frees us. And your word is what transforms our hearts. And your word is what brings life inside of our bodies and our minds and our spirits and our souls. And Christmas itself, I love the programs. I love the lights. But Christmas is about Christ, right? And that's who we really have. And so one day there might be, you know, Christmas spectacular here in this church, and that's fine and dandy when that happens. But this morning I was like, well, Lord, you know what? It's you and me, and it's all your people, and we're gathered here to be in his presence. And we're gathered here to just once again on purpose remember what God has done for us. And so we are just going to be in his living word. And so we're going to be in Isaiah, two places. We're going to be in Matthew, and we're going to be in Luke in two places as well. And so we are just going to read the most beautiful, powerful, life-filling, giving words that we have. And I know the Lord will show up, because he always does.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. So, Lord, we thank you and praise you for who you are. On purpose this morning, we've gathered to be in your presence. Fill us up with your word. Bring to our minds why we come together for Christmas with our families and our friends and our children's children's children sometimes, Lord, to tell them about you, to bring praises to you, to worship you, Lord. We thank you that you on purpose have sent your son to us to really truly be the savior of the world, but an individual personalized savior to every single one of us. Lord, we are so grateful. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you do have your Bibles, fantastic. And if not, that is all right. Listen along. Or maybe, will it be up on the screen? There we go. So we're going to start in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Good morning. When I was gathering pieces for this morning, I was like, Lord, I feel like this is a puzzle piece. And I really enjoy puzzles. Sometimes, if it's 1,000 piece, it takes 4 years, you know, it takes 4 years to get together and all that. But in the word, it doesn't feel like it takes 4 years to put it together, you know, because I love discovering all the pieces in the word that go together. And I love how the Lord kind of brings you through, like, just process, right? Leads you along of, are you kidding me? This part is here, and then this part connects, and then wait, this part connects as well. And he makes it simple for me because sometimes I really need things to be very simple and plain. And I love that. And so when I was studying and working on this, I just felt like I was putting a little puzzle piece together. But he's already put it together, and he is so happy to, like, reveal things to me, to us, right? Especially when we're in his word. And so this morning, we're just going to kind of put a puzzle piece together. So Isaiah 7, verse 14, It says, therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. And then Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, it says, For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness, from this time forth and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. And anytime, remember quite a few months ago, I was like, when the Lord says, I will, it's a promise. He never, ever drops a promise, right? He cannot lie. If he says it, it's going to happen. The Lord himself is faithful. And this morning, that's where I would love for us to be, in thankfulness for his faithfulness to us, right? When he gave this word to the prophet Elijah, and then we find it in the New Testament, the birth of Jesus, right? His word is saying, I'm going to give you a son, right? This is going to be a miraculous sign to you. A virgin is going to be with child, is going to be pregnant. Like, that doesn't just happen. But with God, it does, because nothing is impossible for God, right? And this is a sign that you can't make up. You can't explain it. You can't reason it out. You're just like, it has to only be the Lord. The piece of it, though, is 600 to 700 years, I think, right? From when the word was given to prophet Isaiah, like 600, 700 years have gone by, and then finally the word comes to pass. It really does happen. If the Lord says it, it's going to happen, right? God is so faithful to send us a Savior, and his word is always true, right? So if he said it, it will happen, okay? Thank you, Jesus. So now we're going to be in Matthew 1, starting at verse 18. The birth of Jesus Christ. So Isaiah has already said this, for unto us a child is going to be born, a little baby, right? God is fulfilling his promise. Matthew 1, 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. This is the Lord's word coming to pass. This is the Lord's word, like, coming to life, right? My goodness, it's so powerful. Isaiah has said it so long ago, and yet, here we are. It's not a little thing. It's very powerful. It's so rich, right? And Joseph knows the scriptures, right? And Joseph gets an encounter with an angel of the Lord, even in a dream. I love that because God himself trusts us enough to speak to us while we're sleeping to get something, right? To receive a word from him. Sometimes it's probably better if we're sleeping when the Lord talks to us. They're like, finally, they're quiet. Right, where the Lord's like, all right, be cool. You're sleeping. I will now speak to you, right? How wonderful for Joseph to encounter the Lord that way, to have an angel on purpose come to visit him and say the same thing that the Lord said to Isaiah. It doesn't change. It doesn't become twisted, right? He gets to be in that and like, are you kidding me? I had a dream and an angel of the Lord came to me and said that my betrothed is pregnant by the Holy Spirit. What was Joseph thinking, right? What? Okay, I mean, what else do you say, right? Like, well, I have no other plan, I guess. I mean, I won't get divorced and I won't just send her away. I love this woman. Wait a minute, right? Wait a minute, maybe the word of the Lord actually came back to his mind, his remembrance. Hey, remember, behold, the Lord has said this and here it is come to pass. Oh man, I bet Joseph grabbed a hold of that and just like, yep, okay, right? It said that he woke up and he did what the angel of the Lord had said to him. He listened and obeyed. And God honors that. Now let's jump into Luke 1, starting at verse 26. Here's the birth of Jesus foretold. It starts out saying, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God. In the sixth month, he's referring to the pregnancy of Elizabeth. Elizabeth is already 6 months along, pregnant with John the Baptist. So in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you. Isn't that amazing right there? An angel of the Lord came to Joseph. An angel of the Lord is now with Mary. It's such a beautiful picture too of how the Lord works, right? Have you all ever experienced when husband and wife are on the same page? You're like, you know, I think the Lord has been saying something to me. And you're like, no way, I heard that 2 days ago. You're like, wow, we're on the same page. I know this is the Lord. It's just a gift. It's a gift, right? That the Lord is speaking. Joseph, the Lord is speaking to Mary. They both have understanding and they both obey the Lord, right? They both have angelic, heavenly encounters. What is coming to them is very, very real. So greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greetings this might be. And the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. I wonder, too, if Joseph had already, like, said something to his wife. Probably not, okay? Probably not. From my own personal experiences, right? And like, hey, did Stephen tell you? No, he didn't. He didn't communicate that to me, right? I take that as you guys understand. You too. Right? But I do wonder, too, if Joseph was like, Mary, we are getting up, right? Like, he got up and did as the angel of the Lord instructed him to do, right? I wonder if he just like couldn't keep that inside and shared it with his wife. And now his wife is encountering like, oh, my man said this to me too. My man said, right? He had a dream, an angel of the Lord had said, don't send her away, stay with her. She's gonna be pregnant, you're gonna have a son, and you're gonna call him Jesus. And now an angel is in front of her telling her the exact same thing that he shared with her husband. It's just amazing. So do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end. And Mary said to the angel, how will this be since I am a virgin? And the angel answered her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. For nothing will be impossible with God. And Mary said, behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. What do you think your experience would be if you got to encounter that?
Today's time?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very hard to believe, right?
Honestly.
Yeah, for real. Freaked out, yeah. Hard to believe, freaked out, yeah. Can you imagine yourself being Mary and you're like, this sounds familiar, I think I've read about this before. I think I've read Isaiah. It's me? You chose me? Oh my gosh, right? Probably freaking out, maybe, could be. Or maybe just, I'm fully surrendered to you, God. I am your servant. Let it be as you have said. I cannot explain this, I can't figure this out, but my husband has been given dreams, encountered by your angel, has heard the word of the Lord. We have known in the scriptures so many years before that your word has said this. I'm the one you've chosen. Oh my God, I don't know how she even was able to wrap her head around that, you know. But still she was like, here I am. Okay, let's do this. How beautiful, how powerful, how amazing. And to hear the angel call her favored one. Like, wow, when the Lord looks at her, he sees favor. Such a beautiful response, though. Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be according to your word. A real living word is coming to pass. And Joseph is involved and Mary is involved. And they have to just go with it, right? Because of their love and obedience to God Almighty. So now we get to go to Luke 2, starting in verse 1. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. We're going to continue, but we're going to pause right there. When the Lord had actually called us here, and we were wrestling back and forth of like, Lord, I can't really find a place to live. I can't really find a house. Lord, are we supposed to be renting? Are we supposed to be buying? Where are we supposed to go? What are we really supposed to do? Lord, help me, right? Help me. A home was open to us and offered to us. And I was like, Lord, is that the right choice? Is that what we're supposed to do? Are we supposed to, my husband, myself, my two girls, our giant dog, are we supposed to live inside of someone else's home? when we're grown adults and we already own our own home, we already have property, we have many vehicles, we have, you know, we have the life. Are we supposed to do this? And I heard the Lord say to me gently, go humbly. And he continued to say, go humbly. Because when he came to his very own, there was no place for him either. The Lord himself, like really, really think on that. Jesus Christ, right? Our Lord and Savior, God of the entire universe, was happy to be a sacrifice for us, right? Jesus Christ, fully God, came wrapped up in all human limitations, right? An innocent little baby, okay? A child. He came as a child. Still fully God, but wrapped up in a skin suit, right? With all human limitations. And when he said, go humbly, because there wasn't even a place for me. I kind of lost it. I was like, wow, Jesus, you really were born in a barn. Oh my gosh, right? Like, wow. The world did not just fully accept him, right? Like, no room. Seat taken. Nope. This house is full. This is closed. There's no place for him. It made it so much easier for me to humbly, like, yes, please, and thank you so much. I will live in your home. Because the Lord had created a place for me to actually be, to be welcomed into. But when he came to his very own, this world that he made, the people that he created, the ones he loved, no room, no place, right? And Mary, being pregnant and traveling all this way, been there, done that, it's the best. She has no place, no things of her own, right? And it's like, oh my gosh, this baby is coming now. And every door is slammed in their faces, except for here, be in the stable, be outside with all the stinky, smelly animals, you know, probably a big open door even, right? I don't know, but no place. So he comes into this world very lowly and very humbly. And it's really beautiful to see, okay? And so what Mary did is fulfilling the word of the Lord, even just wrapping him in the swaddling clothes and being laid in the manger, right? There's no place. They experience all of that. The word of the Lord comes true because he doesn't lie, and he is so, so faithful. So because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. Joseph gets an angel. Mary gets an angel. Shepherds get an angel. And their first response is, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. When you guys have your angel encounters, you're probably going to hear, don't be afraid. Because you're going to be like, oh my God, what is this? Trembling and with fear. And then you'll be like, wow, I've really truly encountered an angel of the Lord. He still does that. He doesn't change, okay? But it's so beautiful. Mary, Joseph, and shepherds get visitations from angels. Do not fear. And the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you, right to these shepherds. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. And then suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "What the heck was that?" Right? Did you see that? Did you hear that? Did you see the same thing that I did? I mean, their minds were probably blown encountering that. At first, they're trembling, they're in fear. This angel is before them. And they're like, "Oh my gosh." And he's like, "Hey, be cool, don't be afraid." And then it gets even better. It just opens up and like uncountable, right? Numerous, a multitude are there before them, praising God. They get to experience this. They get to see all this with their physical eyes, right? And you know what they say? They say, "Let's go. Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened." That's amazing. Can you picture it? They're in the fields. They have all their sheep, right? They're everywhere. But it's at night, and they get to see an angel. They get to see the multitude. They have a lot of fear, but then they have peace, and their response is, "Let's go." That's awesome, right? "Let's go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." That right there is also very beautiful. If you're a shepherd, you're dirty, you're gross, you're smelly, and you're out, okay? You're out. You're not just in the cities and all of that. You smell, right? Shepherds are just like, they're out in the back 40. Who cares, right? Kind of like David. Jesse didn't even call him up. He's like, he's way out back. He don't matter. He just tends to the flock. David is a king, okay? The Lord was so pleased to reveal the son, the birth of his son to shepherds chilling out in the field with sheep. Who are they? They are somebody to the Lord, which the Lord has made known to us. Okay? And they went with haste. They are running. They're like, the sheep, they're good. Let's go. Let's go find what the angels just told us about. So they go together with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told to them concerning the child. So they arrive and they're there and they're like, "Let me just tell you what happened. Let me tell you what we just saw. Let me tell you what the angels said to us. We're going to find you. We're going to find this. We're going to find a baby. We're going to find swaddling clothes. We're going to find him in a manger." And there he is. There he is. The word of the Lord came to us, and then boom, right there, faithful. Not a piece out of place, right? And Mary and Joseph get to hear what the shepherds tell them. And it says, and all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. So when I was studying too, and I was like, oh, and all who heard it, Lord, we only know Mary and Joseph and of course Jesus and animals, right, are there. I wonder who like the all really could be there. But it's okay to not have an answer and to still just wonder. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Isn't that incredible? I hope it makes you question too, like, wow, Lord, what is it? Why is it that you do the things the way you do them? Why shepherds? Why dirty, smelly people out in the field just, you know, tending the sheep to animals? Why, Lord, would you give us a child, right? And have him be born in a barn and laid in a manger, right? The Lord has his ways, his reasons, right? And you're just like, wow, Lord, I have to praise you. I have to worship you. You are incredible. And Jesus, you chose to come this way. You did not choose to come in a huge light show, right? And like, my goodness, there he is. And glitter, glam, and bling, bling. And no, he came so lonely and humbly and innocent as a child. He came, like I said, with all limitations for us, right? So then that way we know, you know what? My Lord is relatable. My Lord can understand anything and everything that I'm going through. He knows it. He's felt it, right? What a beautiful gift to us that God of the entire universe will come as a human, just like us. It's incredible, right? And then shepherds as well. Jesus himself is called what? The Good Shepherd. It's a beautiful picture of him, right? Because we are his sheep of his pasture. And he's happy to be out there with us, shepherding us, leading us, guiding us, right? I'm like, wow, Lord, I love this little puzzle piece, just putting things together. And it's okay to not have every single answer, but to ponder on them, right? And treasure them in your heart. Wow, Lord, what is it? Why is it that you would choose shepherds, the very first ones, to go see your boy, to see their Savior, the Savior of the world? But Jesus Christ himself is the Good Shepherd, right? And I was like, wow, Lord, I love those connections, the simplicity of it, right? And those shepherds are never the same again. On purpose, the Lord made known to us this. It's not a little thing, right? I know that they treasured that in their hearts too. And then what? It says that they went away glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, right? They're telling everybody. They can't keep it inside. The word comes from shepherds, the ones pushed in the back. It's just amazing. I love how the Lord does certain things that allow us to kind of question and think about and ponder on. Like, Lord, you could have came in any way. But you chose lowly, you chose humbly. There's just something in there to think about, right? Why did you choose shepherds? Think on that. Lord, why is it that you sent your son for me, for you, this way? Wow, Lord, thank you. Thank you for sending your son. Thank you for sending the Savior of the whole world, but my personal Savior in this way. Thank you, Lord, that he's relatable. Thank you, Jesus, for sending your angels, right? To share the word of the Lord that is only always true and faithful. God himself is so faithful. His word is never void. It never falls to the ground. It's never just, well, that ain't coming. If he said it, it's going to happen. So Lord, we thank you and we praise you so much that your word is true. Your word is powerful. Your word, Lord, let it resonate in our minds. Let it ruminate and just spin and spin. Let us meditate on your word, Lord God. Let us really think about, wow, God, you are just so amazing that this is the choice that you have chosen. This is the way that you have sent your son into the world for us. Lord, we want to sit in it. We want to be very present with you. We're so grateful, Lord, that Jesus Christ truly is our Savior and our Lord. And that we would also go out and glorify and praise your name on high. Share this good news with great joy with everyone that we come across. Not just a slogan, you know, Jesus is the reason for the season. It's great, but Jesus, you are all in all. You are absolutely everything. We thank you for your sacrifice. Father God, we thank you for the gift of your own Son. Thank you, Lord, that you would choose to share with shepherds, to also carry your good news, your great joy, celebrate the birth of your Son, and that you allow us to do the same thing, Lord. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. I do have a question for you all. Are you receiving my emails?
Yes?
Yes. Good? Good? Yes? Okay, wonderful. December 28th, we would love to have a funny white elephant Christmas gift exchange here, right after service, if you would like to participate. If you do not want to, no problem. There's no fee, and there's no necessity to buy anything. So I hope you all have received the email saying it will be about laughter and fun and just gathering together here and exchanging gifts that make us laugh. So I hope to see everybody, but if you can't make it, it's just fine as well. So I bless you and Merry Christmas to everyone. Yes? Enjoy. Announcement? On what?